The U.S. Senate is holding 2 weeks of sometimes contentious debate over campaign finance reform. The bill, co-sponsored by Arizona Senator John McCain, a Republican, and Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, a Democrat, would restrict the amount of money in national political campaigns. Yesterday, the Senate killed a proposal by Republican Orrin Hatch that would have put new barriers in the way of political activity by unions and corporations. Senators approved an amendment that would force broadcasters to sell candidates airtime at discounted rates. More challenges are expected to the legislation. Senator McCain surveyed the road ahead.
We think the prospects are still good. It's very tough, but I think we're in fairly good shape, but the big issues, such as the issue of where we are on hard money, the increase in individual contributions, and the issue of severability. In other words, if one part of the bill is declared unconstitutional, whether the whole bill falls or just that part of the bill. Those are two big issues that we haven't been able to address yet.
What type of amendments would you consider fatal?
I think that if you raise the individual contributions too high, it might be fatal because you would lose a lot of the Democrats and some Republicans.
What about the one passed, the exclusion from the spending limits of a candidate's running against a millionaire?
Well, this millionaire issue is something that has bothered all candidates and all Americans, particularly when we saw a candidate literally buy a seat for $70 million in the last campaign. So I think it's legitimate concern. I probably wouldn't agree with every bit of the bill, but you should have some ability of a person to match someone who's going to spend millions of dollars of their own money, whether they be for an open seat or challenger or incumbent. So I think it's a fairly reasonable measure, but it really is a marginal measure. In other words, it's on for the unusual case. What we're really trying to get at is banning the soft money and the so-called independent expenditures issue.
What about the president? Is he supportive?
Well, we want to work with the president. The president said that he hoped we could get something we could agree on, and also the president has not mentioned the word veto. So we hope we can get a bill that he can sign. It certainly isn't in anybody's interest to go to all this trouble and then have him veto it.
You're closer than you've ever been before.
Yeah, it's been a long struggle, and we may lose. If we lose, there'll be more scandals, and we'll be back again. I mean, it's something that is, if you believe history repeats itself, we've been through a cycle throughout our history where there's been corruption and then reform, corruption, reform, and it'll come. But I think we're closer to it than we've ever been before, and I'm encouraged.
Your opponent, Senator Mitch McConnell, says people are about as interested in this as they are static cling.
Well, you know, I respect Senator McConnell's opinion, but a Gallup poll taken last week said that Americans are significantly interested in this. And one of the reasons why you don't see it higher in the polls is because they don't believe we'll clean up our act. They think that the system is terrible, but they don't believe we'll have the courage to clean it up. So I think Americans do care. 70-some percent of Americans say they'd like to see us act on it, and I hope we'll respond.
And you think you're going to get a bill that you're happy with?
Oh, I think so. But when you're asking incumbents to vote to change a system that keeps incumbents in office, it's a pretty big challenge. But Russ and I are happy warriors, and we knew this 6 years ago when we began it wouldn't be easy, and it isn't easy now.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona.